قولوا للمخابرات،
قولوا للمخابرات
ما بترهبنا الاعتقالات،
ما بترهبنا الاعتقالات.
Palestinians in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and other cities marked the 63rd anniversary of the Nakba, or the catastrophe that befell the Palestinian people. In March 1948, Ben-Gurion activated the master plan known as Plan Dalit for the Palestinians' systematic and total expulsion from their homeland. By early 1949, the Palestinian exodus was complete. Anything between 700,000 and a million of the country's 1.3 million inhabitants had been forced out to neighboring countries. But the commemoration of the events that took place in 1948 and early 1949 clearly shows that the Palestinians are determined as ever to return to their villages and towns. Demonstrations were held in several towns, including the ruined Palestinian village of Bur'um, just a few kilometers from the Lebanese border and a short distance from Marun Arras. In Bur'um, several hundred Palestinians attempted to reach the border area in order to greet the Palestinian refugees on the Lebanese side of the border, but Israeli forces prevented them from reaching there.
We are here to fight for the Palestinians' right to return to their homeland. Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Gaza, and West Bank can see that we're standing our ground.
We want to go to Marun Arras to meet with Palestinian refugees and tell them that they have our support and we haven't forgotten about them.
The Israeli police later dispersed the peaceful demonstrators by shooting tear gas and stun grenades. Several demonstrators were injured and arrests were made. Thousands of Israeli policemen were deployed to prevent the Nakba demonstrations, and live ammunition against the demonstrators was used. In Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and its vicinity, 10,000 policemen were deployed.
63 years have passed, but the memory of the Nakba is still alive. The Palestinians insist on the right of return for all the refugees in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and elsewhere. From the Palestinian village of Bur'um, close to the Lebanese border, Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV.